getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, just like that, the old theme song plays, and the next thing you know, the show is underway. Another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour coming at you. As we used to say back in the 50s and 60s, it's coming at ya. You betcha. I got an hour's worth of good polka music to play. There's going to be at least one waltz in there. You know, that's a rule. And other than that, you know, it's kind of whatever happens to be in the handful of records I got sitting here ready to go on the show this week. So I think without further ado, what does that mean, ado? I'm having some ado today. I'll get to doing those. I'll do those dishes after some more ado. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know what it means. I don't know. It's probably French for something. Anyway, let's get things rolling. I got Al Morose here, and it's the 970 Polka. Morose getting the show started there with the 970 Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I assume that that is another great polka record that is named after a radio station that played polka music. If you'll recall, I have from time to time very rarely played the 1010 Polka from WJSW, which later became WMIN down in Minneapolis, St. Paul. They were a polka station. That was a song dedicated to that, but it had lyrics in it. They were singing in that one, so you knew it was about a radio station. This is just a 970 Polka. It's an instrumental, but I checked, and there are radio stations, 970 on your AM dial, that have some polka programming. So entirely possible. I think I don't know where I would find the answer, because I have no idea how old that record is, but my theory is that's dedicated to a polka radio station. Let's do Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra now. This record's got a lot of miles on it, man. This one's gray and fuzzy, but it sounds all right, I guess. It's the Adams Apple Polka. That's Adam with an apostrophe, so it's Adams Apple. Got it? All right, here we go with Bernie and the Silver Bell Orchestra. Thank you. There you go. That's Bernie Witkowski and his Silver Bell Orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Happens every week right here. Glad you're along for another presentation of fine old-time polka music, all coming to you from Phonograph Records on the show, of course. We don't play any CDs or digital stuff. It's all actual records. We'll have at least one waltz in the show, of course, and at least one record from Shellac, going back to the old 78 RPMs. I got a pile of them. I'm working my way through. Great old-time music, so we'll keep those coming in the show here until I run out, and then I might just turn the stack over and start over again. Well, I wouldn't do that because the stack's going to be about 3 feet tall, and I'm pretty sure I couldn't turn it over without busting them, you know what I mean? Good weather here in northern Minnesota. Don't know how it is where you're at. If you're listening out in California, Texas, Florida, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, wherever you happen to be, hope it's going good for you this weekend. I got plans this weekend. My grandson and I, he's going to be eight this summer, so he's seven now. Anyway, we're going to go out and try to crank up at least one of my old model airplane engines. I don't know if I told you about that, but I used to fly model airplanes. My dad taught me back in the 60s, and I did it kind of on and off up into the, the late 70s, I guess. And I haven't really done it since, but I had all the planes still hanging on the wall in the basement. My grandson's like, "Grandpa, why don't we ever play with these airplanes?" And I'm like, "Hey, we got to like fly those, and I got to fix them, and I got to get the motors." And I saved all my stuff. And I got motors that were my dad's from the 40s and 50s, and then I have ones that I bought in the 60s and 70s. And none of them have been run for like 40 years. And I promised the boy we're going to give it a whirl. I told him, I said, be prepared, because they're loud. You know, they're nitromethane engine, you know, glow fuel model engines. And we didn't believe in mufflers back in those days, so they are snarling loud. And he says, don't worry, I will wear my earphone protectors. Because he's got, like, the headset deals that you put on, because every now and then we go to the stock car races, and he likes to protect his hearing, and his mommy likes that, too. The funny thing is, as the cars come right in front of the grandstand, he always lifts the headphones off so he can hear the cars real good. So it kind of defeats the purpose, but it looks like we're trying anyway. But we're going to try it this weekend, see if we can't get at least one of the motors to run. I mean, theoretically, they should all run, but I don't know how 40 years of storage has been to them. But we're going to give it a try anyway and see what he thinks of the noise. And then I'm going to continue getting a couple planes fixed. We're going to try it this summer. We'll see. For those of you that remember model airplanes back in the day, this is not radio control airplanes. This is control line, what we used to call U-control flying, where you're in the middle of a circuit with 60-foot lines or circle with 60-foot lines that go out to the plane, and you spin around in the middle and control the plane with a handle. You work the elevator with a handle. And, I don't know. At my age nowadays, I might just fall over. I guess we'll find out what happens. Anyway, I didn't plan on that story taking that long. Let's get back to work, huh? Oompa Town's Finest. That's what it says on the record, and I'm not inclined to argue with them. Here's the Happy Blacksmith.
Thank you.
There you have it there. Oompa Town's finest. We have to take their word for them because I don't really have the statistics, but sounded pretty good to me. And that's the Happy Blacksmith here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Happens every week, believe it or not. Want to take a minute to talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Invite you to check them out. Now, this is where the show is kind of tricky here because the show is syndicated, which means it's carried on a lot of radio stations across the country, and it's carried on different days and different times at different radio stations throughout the country. So I don't necessarily know exactly when you're hearing this show. Of course, World of Accordions just finished or is wrapping up their celebration of World Accordion Day, which is May 4th and 5th, which is this coming or this exact weekend, depending when you're hearing the show again. But it is May 4th and 5th if you're in the area. And I know we have some stations carrying the show that are easy driving distance to Superior, Wisconsin. They do have stuff going on Thursday the 2nd, Friday the 3rd, Saturday the 4th, and Sunday, May 5th. A ton of stuff is going on. And if you happen to be hearing this show after any of that happened, or you're just too darn far away and you're not hearing it far enough ahead, you missed out. But you could still go to the website and read about all the cool stuff you didn't get to go to. But while you're there, you can check out the museum. You could take a look at some photos of their displays and various things they have. And, of course, they have other activities throughout the year. They have 1,400 accordions and concertinas and whatnot on display. They have what they call the Music and Files Room. Over 1 million pieces of paperwork in there, including manuscripts, accordion music publications, books, files, accordion magazines, patent information, instrument machine information. It's mind-boggling. Look at the pictures. Rows and rows and rows of file cabinets. Holy cow, that's just one of the many things they have. They have all the different instruments on display. It's an amazing place to visit. Check them out online. That's the easy way to do it for now. worldofaccordions.org will get you to their website. Other than that, if you're going to be around before we get into the end of the weekend, which would be the 4th and 5th of May, which, depending where you are, could be almost over already, there's good stuff going on if you're in the area. So there, that's all I can tell you today about the World of Accordions Museum. Let's go to a Lil Wally record. It's not a polka. I am not counting it as an official waltz, however, because it's a ridiculous record. I'll Never Do It Again. Here's Lil Wally.
Stop, don't look, just listen. I'll never do it again. When it is 6 a.m. It's breakfast time again. I cook and wash dishes while my wife sleeps till 10. After a hard day's work, it's supper time again. My wife, she's not at home, so I must cook again. Buddy, buddy, it's not funny, wish I was single again. Buddy, buddy, it's not funny, I'll never do it again. Everybody say it. I had used my head, told her, go fly a kite. Buddy, buddy, it's not funny, wish I was single again. Buddy, buddy, it's not funny, I'll never
There you go. We have a little Wally for you here. I'll Never Do It Again here at Tim Zupa Hour, your old-time oldie show every week. This is where you tune to hear this program and all this insanity here as I try to stay organized as I continue through the show. It has a good scratchy record, too. Had a lot of patina to it, you know what I mean? I always like a good Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips record. Here I spelled Polka Chips wrong. I always write down what I'm playing. And there are not three S's in Polka Chips. Well, for that matter, there's not two H's. Come on, ding dong, let's play it. It's the My Baby Polka. Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips there, My Baby Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I got to remember, I have somewhere here. Man, if I was ever organized, the show would just not be the same, would it? Somewhere around here, I have a Hank Thenander album that I want to say is a new Hank Thenander album, but it's not really. But it's one I found out in the garage in a box of records this week. So that means it probably hasn't been on the show unless I have another copy of it somewhere that I'm not remembering. But I'm going to play something off of that one. I haven't picked out what yet. And as he goes off mic to dive to the floor, I have a album by the Emeralds Polka Band. I'm trying to figure out. It's still got the cellophane on it. It says it's from 1975. And I don't remember playing the Emeralds Polka Band. So I'm going to have to get that one out of the cellophane, and we'll pick a track off of there. So we got some new stuff. I got to remember to pick out a 78 to play. I got a lot of work ahead of me. All right, here's a record. I used to get a lot of requests for this one. It's kind of tapered off the last couple of years. I had one guy request this, and he said that this song was the punk rock equivalent of polka. And I'm like, what? Where are you even getting that? This is not at all. It's a perfectly fine song. I don't know. But he just thought this was an edgy song. Here's Alan Stasinski. It's Hupsedenya.
Drinking with my pal, Hupsedenya. My wife is really mad at me, Hupsedenya. stop drinking, she is telling me. Hopsarena. The kids are walking without shoes. Hopsasa. I'm only drinking 100 proof. Hopsarena. And right away she hits the roof. Hopsasa. She hits the roof and screams like mad. Hopsarena. Now she won't let me sleep in bed. Hopsasa. Because I'm drinking with my pal, hopsarena. My wife's exploding like a shell, hopsasa. Stop drinking, she is telling me, hopsarena. Or I will hang you from a tree, hopsasa. I have a rope around my neck, hopsarena. And now my wife cashes the checks, hopsasa. My drinking days forever gone, hopsarena. And my dear wife is finally won. Hopsasa. Because I'm drinking with my pal. Hopsarena. My wife is really mad at me, hopsasa. Stop drinking, she is telling me, hopsarena. The kids are walking without shoes, hopsasa. I'm only drinking 100 proof, hopsarena. And right away she hits the roof, hopsasa. She hits the roof and screams like mad, hopsarena. Now she won't let me sleep in bed, hopsasa. Because I'm drinking with my pal, hopsarena. My wife's exploding like a shell, hopsasa. Stop drinking, she is telling me, hopsarena. Or I will hang you from a tree, hopsasa. I have a rope around my neck, hopsarena. And now my wife cashes the checks, hopsasa. My drinking days forever gone, hopsarena. And my dear wife is finally won. Hopsasa.
Alvin Stasinski there. Hopsadinya here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. Anybody celebrating an anniversary this week? I bet somebody is. You can count on that. I have Eddie Carosa in the orchestra doing the Happy Anniversary Polka. There you have it, Eddie Carosa and the orchestra, the Happy Anniversary Polka. Even though there's no singing in it, it could just as well have been the Happy Glad You Raked Your Yard Polka. I don't know, but anyway, there you have it. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Going to pull out a tune from that new old Hank Thenander album I found out in the garage. So stand by for that here in just a second. What was I going to do? I was going to do something. Oh, I was going to tell you, you want to make, because we just played the Happy Anniversary Polka, and if you wanted to get an anniversary mentioned on the radio, like Happy Anniversary, Mom and Dad, or Hank and June, or Biff and Sally, or whatever, you can always contact us here at Oompa Hour World Headquarters. Email's the easiest, best, most reliable for me anyway. It's just oompahour@aol.com. You can also hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is another good way to do it. Or we do have a phone number, area code 218-259-2985. Having a little issue with that right now, but you can give it a try anyway. You could text or leave a voice message at that number if you like. All right, let's do it. Hank Thenander found this record out in the garage. Whether there's one in here in these pile of records that I just forgot about over the last few years, I'm not sure. But I don't remember playing off this one. But hey, anything is possible here. I only want a buddy, not a sweetheart. Which does not lead to you getting the anniversary polka, does it? Huh? Here's Hank.
I only want a buddy, not a sweetheart. Buddies never make you blue. Sweetheart, make vows that are broken, broken like my heart is broken too. Don't tell me that you love me, say you like me. No lover's quarrels, no bungalow for two. Don't stroll down lover's lane, just keep right on the same. I only want a buddy, not a girl. Buddies never make you blue. Sweethearts make vows that are broken, broken like my heart is broken too. Don't tell me that you love me, say you like me. No lover's quarrels, no bungalow for two. Don't stroll down lover's lane, just keep right on the same. I only want a buddy, not a gal.
They were going to be done. And I was going to give you a good tight ending, but hey, now you got a chance to sing with, right? I guess they're not going to go for three. That's what you get when you play a record you don't remember ever playing before. You get a little surprise ending on there. Makes you sound like an idiot. But anyway, there you have it. Hank Thenander, only want a buddy, not a sweetheart, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I got to get to work here. I got to pick out a waltz. I got to get one of these 78s ready to go. I got records all over the place. Things are out of control. Let's do Elmer Scheid and his band. It's the Merry-Go-Round Polka.
We'll be right back.
All right, there you go. Caught me with a big old stack of 78 sitting in my lap here. Trying to pick out one to give a spin to here in just a couple of minutes. So stand by. We're going to get to that here. Man, there is just no place to set anything down in here. How's a guy supposed to keep his records organized anyway? Waltzers, are you ready? We got to slow things down here for a minute. We always get in at least one official waltz on the show. And I'm going to go from one German-style record to another German-style record. How's that for not mixing it up? I don't know. Anyway, you ready, dancers? Got the coffee table shoved out of the way there, the kitchen table, whatever. This is the Little Fisherman Orchestra. It is. This is the State Waltz. They have it, Little Fisherman Orchestra. That's the State Waltz. Well, another one of those records, a little patina on it there from North Star Music Company on University Avenue, St. Paul, 4, Minnesota. Predating the zip code once again. We do that a lot around here on the Oompa Hour. All right, I can't even put this in my Dunstack. I got so much stuff piled up. All right, we're going to do, if I told you, I found this record by the Emeralds out of the box in the garage. Still had the cellophane on it. I got cellophane off. I got a record picked out here. They're going to do one everybody knows. Got Roll Out the Barrel here by the Emeralds. This record, it says, from 1975. I just unwrapped it. It's been hermetically sealed, untouched by human hands since the day it was manufactured. Isn't it exciting? Here are the Emeralds. There you go. There's the Emeralds, Roll Out the Barrel, a record from 1975. It's brand spanking new. Just took it out of the cellophane during the show today. So there you go. No scratches on that one yet. Still sounds pretty good. Now we got to get our 78 in here because we do at least one 78 every week. And I got one picked out. I have not heard this one before. So this is going to be something new for you and me. Well, maybe you heard it before. I don't know. The record's probably 40, 60, and it's probably an 80-year-old record. So you might have heard it before. There's been plenty of time. Bill Gale and his Globetrotters is the name of the outfit. And a nice-looking Columbia 78 here. It's the Boogie Woogie Polka. Well, I don't know about you, that's kind of a fun record. I'd never heard that one before. Bill Gale and his Globetrotters. And that is the Boogie Woogie Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Look at that. The old clock is starting to wind down here a little bit. I'm sure we'll get a couple more, maybe three tunes into the show here. I'm going to see what I can do about that. But hang on, I got to do this first.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see what else we can squeeze into the show this week, shall we? Here's one from the Jolly Gents. It's Your Fault, Polka. See, that's another one of those records. Got a great title, but it's an instrumental. Still a good song, but it's Your Fault. It's the Jolly Gents here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Room for a couple more in the show today. We don't play a schottische very often. I think we ought to try to get a schottische in here. What do you think? I have the Bratwurst schottische. Yeah, it's Dick Rogers and his orchestra. Thank you. Well, there you go. Dick Rogers and the orchestra. That's the Bratwurst Schottisch here on Tim Zumpa Hour, the old-time oldie show. And we are running out of time, but I can sneak in one more record here. What do you say we go out with something a little snappy? Hey, let's go out with the Ampleaires. It's the Merry Mind Polka. There you go. That is the Ampleaires there and the Merry Mind Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and it's also over for another week. Looking at the old clock on the wall, it says time to shut this thing off and get out of here. Give somebody else a chance, for Pete's sake. So, yeah, I'm going to do that, but I already got records picked out for next week. We're in good shape. Relax.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!